Well, it's just gone 6:06 p.m. right here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb, and time now to turn to Petri Redelinghuis, who's founder of Herenia Capital Advisors, for a wrap of the day's markets activity. Petri, good to have you with us this evening.
Good evening, and thank you for having me.
Now, Petri, the Rand, of course, took a bruising yesterday following those reports out of the ANC National Policy Conference that the party, or members of the party, had proposed to nationalize the central bank. Did the currency fare any better today?
Well, no, to be honest. It was firmly on the back foot again. I think that negative sentiment is sort of haunting the currency at the moment. It's kind of hanging over us like a bit of a dark cloud. We lost around 70 basis points versus the dollar, 1.2% versus the euro, and about 1% versus the pound. So yesterday, we lost more against the dollar than the other two. And today, mm-hmm. we sort of lost more against the other two than the dollar. So I suppose we've evened up how much we've lost against most major pairs now over the last 2 days, which is approximately just over 2% weakening in the last 2 days. So, interestingly enough, South Africa, the South African rand, is currently one of the weakest emerging market currencies out there. So, and that, you know, is obviously driven by this political uncertainty. We've mm-hmm. been talking about this since the beginning of the year, really, about how policy uncertainty is a bit of a theme. And political risk is a bit of a thing. We've seen the cabinet being shuffled around a couple of times, and you know, we've had the finance minister shuffle a few times, and all of this is just creating more and more negative sentiment towards our currency, towards our economy, and we're starting to see the effect of that, you know, once again in our currency. To be truthful, our currency has been actually extremely resilient. It seems mm-hmm. that every now and then we dip below the 13 rand to the dollar mark, which is sort of a mental level, you know, it's a very big significant level, but we just can't seem to stay there, because every time we are under there, somebody does something or something happens and we lose a lot of ground again. So, you know, we're trading around the 1345, 1346 level versus the dollar at the moment, which is obviously quite mm-hmm. a bit weaker. And I think this is just continuation of that weakness we saw on the back of the ANC policy meeting that took place in the first half of the week.
You mentioned that the Rand has been resilient in the face of political uncertainty, economic uncertainty all year. And until yesterday, a number of market watchers also seemed rather perplexed as to why the Rand was actually doing well. Is this something you were also questioning? What's behind that resilience?
Well, I mean, you know, yesterday was interesting. I wasn't really as perplexed as by the Rand as I was by the banks. You know, obviously the news comes out, the Rand takes mm-hmm. a hit, and then, you know, first the currency goes, and step two is, you know, banks are dying now kind of thing. And it happened. You know, the banks sold off quite drastically if you look at some of them. But within an hour or two, they'd all sort of bounced back to where they were before the news came out. So that, I think, was a bit confusing. And if you look at the way some of the banks, not all of them, but some of them traded today, First Rand most notably being quite strong today. I mean, it ended up mm-hmm. Over 1% higher. So, I think that perhaps, you know, as much as there is negative sentiment out there, there are still institutional or international institutions up there going, well, you know, this is a mm-hmm. good company. Maybe there's an opportunity in here to take advantage of the lower prices that we're getting and, you know, buy some. Mm-hmm. So I think that could be what's happening. And I do also think that, I think that perhaps political analysts, you know, are much better informed about this than what I am. But from what I understand coming out of some of the commentary from political analysts is that ultimately, so these changes that are proposed and so on are very unlikely to actually take place. Even if you look at the mining charter, then, mm-hmm. you know, this is the mining charter, this is law. Okay, great. The Chamber of Mines has taken that to court. It could potentially be years before that is implemented. And I think that what is happening is that there is a really big, strong rift. And I mean, we saw them coming out after the policy meeting yesterday saying that, you know, it's a unified party now and there's no rift and whatever. But the yeah. truth is, you know, moments after that, someone else is on a TV interview saying, you know, this one and that one didn't greet me when they came to my province. So there is definitely a rift. And I think that that weakness in the ruling party is going to show. And I think that international investors, as well as maybe a few local ones, are looking at the situation going, well, you know, even though there is some really extraordinarily bad things coming out of policy suggestions, this can't last in its current form, and it's almost election time, it's 2 years away, and I think that we might see a bit of a shake-up. I think that people are, you know, losing faith in the constant rhetoric that that we keep hearing, and people are going to change their minds, I suppose. And this, I think, we're starting to see, you know, from a lot of political analysts, is the comment that we're starting to hear. So I think that, you know, to some extent, that could be a reason why we are seeing resilience in the rand, because, you know, the bigger players are looking at this and saying, well, yes, okay, it's noisy at the moment, but it's not going to be this noisy forever, and the situation is a bit ridiculous. It won't be as bad as we expect.
Well, it won't be as bad as we expect, but today the rand did, of course, take a bit of a beating as well. And despite the weakness in the rand, equity markets were in the red, all share down 0.38%, top 40 down around 0.5%. What weighed on sentiment on the equity markets today?
Well, the equity markets have been relatively quiet. So I think we traded around 15.8 or 15.9 billion rand for the day, which has become sort of the normal at the moment, but it's been very quiet. I mean, that's not necessarily a lot of volume through the market. So, you know, by 20 past nine, trading volumes have really sort of subsided. And then it picked up again in the afternoon a little bit. But for the most part, I think that, you know, we just see a lot of offshore selling, really. There's a lot of basket orders coming through hitting the market that are basically just simultaneous orders hitting pretty much every share at the same time. And that is usually the sign of big funds or collective investment schemes that are, you know, taking on or putting off positions. And what we're seeing more often than not is not positions being put on, we're seeing sales coming through. So, and this has been a bit of a thing over the last week or so. The last 2 weeks has been really, really tough in the markets. I mean, the markets might not have collapsed absolutely, but trying to understand what's going on, trying to read which direction the pressure is, whether there's buying or selling, has been incredibly difficult. So I think that, you know, I think that the sentiment overall is, you know, one of two things is happening. People are either going, well, I don't want to be the first out the door because I don't want to cause the collapse, and I'm scared that if I sell all these shares I have now, I might have to sell them way lower in order to get out. Or two, people are going, we're not really sure what's going on, so we're just going to kind of sit here and watch for a while until we have certainty as to what's happening. So there's not really a lot of activity. So yeah, sure, the index is down 0.5%. And the market is very mixed today. Gold mining seemed to be up, and I think that was just on the back of a slightly higher gold price and a weaker currency. But for the most part, you know, the indexes are slightly down. I think that's a little bit of foreign selling taking place, and really just confusion from the local investors not knowing which way to turn. Mm-hmm.